this morning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio Wings, WB5YOE repeater.
Ground, this is Hotel. We believe we have burst. I say again, I believe we have burst. KC0UUL.
Ground confirms burst. AE0SS.
Alpha M0KKZ.
Alpha, go ahead.
I just beaconed out a touchdown prediction, but I can give it to you in grid and bearing and lat long.
Ready, copy.
Grid is 24.8, 26.2. The bearing is 144 degrees true. The range is 6 statute miles. The latitude is 39.54081 degrees north, and the longitude is 103.97623 degrees west. Copy, filled.
Got it all. Thank you, Rick. And we'll see where that puts us here. So, fundamentally, wow. We are 13 miles too far to the east, and we need to go about 3 miles more to the south.
That's significantly different from what was predicted earlier today. M0KKZ, did you see the predict point on your map, or did that not show up?
Did you push it out there, Rick?
I did. I could do it again. Let's click this button and see if it goes out again. Whatever.
Rick, we got it, but if you want to put it out again, you can, but we did receive it. M0India, station India.
Okay, thanks for answer. Okay, KKZ.
Okay, everybody, let's all head to the west. Head west, it's WA0GEH. The original prediction was 13 miles to the east. The new prediction is 13 miles to the west. So let's see what we can do to head west, and let me get straightened out here on the side here. WA0GEH.
Alpha, this is the grid.
Alpha, go ahead.
Did you pick up the grid from Rick?
I did, sir. It is, the new grid is 24.8, 26.2.
New function in turn point, if you punch that in and right sight to map, it'll end up right on top of the grid.
The repeater, say again.
That's up there.
Nick, you're not holding the repeater. EOSS ground station, you're not holding the repeater.
Okay, thank you.
Could you say again your last?
I thought Marty was calling me. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Power a little bit. Okay, hey, Alpha, this is the ground. Were you calling me something?
I was, but I see the point that... Is that going to be a triangle or is that a balloon?
It's right now there's a balloon there because Rick put one there. I sent out a packet. I'm not sure it took or not, but you can use the predict site location on the setup form and put a push pin there and it'll nail it down hard for you.
Okay, been having some trouble with that. We'll work on it. And everybody needs to be moving to the southwest. WA0GEH.
WA0GEH, K0AI.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Marty, could you give me a verbal as to where we were expecting this to come down?
I will in a minute. I have a triangle that got pushed, and I have a balloon that got pushed, and they're far apart from each other, so I want to figure that out.
Okay, copy. Break N0KKZ, this is K0ANI.
0KKZ.
Yeah, Rick, when you pushed the estimated landing out, what was the call sign with that?
Oh, I'm sorry, M0KKZ-3.
Okay, copy. Thank you. K0ANI.
Okay, M0KKZ.
N0KKZ, this Alpha.
N0KKZ.
Should that come out as a balloon or should it come out as a triangle here?
It's just me. It's just a triangle. I'm not sure about Nick's program, but it's just N0KKZ-3, and that's it.
But it's a balloon, right, Rick?
Let's see. How do I encode it? I'll have to look at that and tell you in a second.
Getting a balloon.
Okay, well, most likely I encode it with a W-O, on the end of the longitude to say it's a balloon.
Copy, Alpha.
Copy, balloon. Boy, are we out of position. It's WA0GH.
Delta, here is Charlie.
Okay, all stations, this is WA0GEH. We are completely out of position here for this little event. First of all, K0ANI is WA0GEH.
Hey, good, Marty.
Yes, sir. If you go down Highway 70 south of Deer Trail, and there's a County Road 190 that goes off to the west. We are about, we're looking at about a mile south of that, WA0GH.
Okay, thank you, K0ANI.
Okay, so for everybody's information, if you can find Wall Road and get on 42 and head west, that'll take you into pretty close to Highway 70, which is the interstate, and we need to go south. County Road 190. I'm trying to find another way to get into there from the east. WA0GH. Station Delta, you're way out of position. This is WA0GH. Head for that location. All stations, please head for the potential recovery site on County Road 190, heading east out of I-70. You can get there.
Yeah, Marty, we're still trying to find the east-west, so we'll get there when we get there. WT3.
Sorry, I got you in a trap there. Station Golf, can you head to the southwest? Station Golf is Alpha.
Here is Golf.
Station Golf, we are way out of position for everybody. I'd like to have you head southwest to roughly the area of County Road 190 and Interstate 7. That predicted payload is to the east of that.
Understand. Golf is underway, heading toward 190 and I-70.
Yeah, you're probably the closest one there as far by as out of position as everybody else is right now. Let's check it out here. Station Charlie, are you on the way? do a roll call here. Station Charlie, are you on the way?
Charlie, sorry. Yeah, we're heading west on 34 and then going to go south on 229.
South on 229, very good idea. Thank you very much. Station Delta, I know you're trying to dig your way out of there, but are you headed on that way?
We're on... to go north.
There's AE0SS at the USS ground station for USS 118. The balloon's currently at 37,000 feet, so right over I-70 south of Deer Trail. In fact, it's only 3 miles south of the ground station. An hour and 36 minutes to flight, and we've gone 3 miles. AE0SS.
This is Alpha. Was somebody calling? This is WHOGH.
Yeah, Juliet, KB0YRZ. Are we, can we be ascertained whether or not we can get off on County Road 190 from I-70?
NDM.
And let me take a quick look at the map here. That's possibly a problem.
NDM with info.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we just were coming south on I-70. There was no exit southbound, or I'm sorry, eastbound on I-70. There was no exit there at County Road 190. Cerny is coming westbound, westbound. So I don't think there's one there either, but he can check it out.
Might want to try lowland. Get off at lowland, see what you can find out.
USL. Zero NDM.
K0ANI, here's the ground.
Yeah, go ahead.
That packet you sent out at 9:37, you were about a half a mile south of Rick's landing point, almost due south of Rick's predicted landing point. AE0SS.
What road was I on?
70.
Again?
I-70, you were on I-70.
Oh, okay. Thank you, K0AMI.
Cars to the exit, Larry. With you with all the cars and the headlights.
You talking to this Larry?
Hi.
split the other one.
Alpha, here's the ground.
It's Alpha, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, I'm showing the current track heading right towards Rick's predicted landing point. Over.
We're coming in on County Road 42, and we'll go under the interstate. I think there's a frontage road that comes down on the west side of that 287, or on the west side of the interstate. We'll have to keep an eye on it. I can't tell by looking at it.
Marty, that's correct. You had me on that road one time, over.
But it was a nice place, wasn't it?
Well, yes it was, but it's on the wrong side of I-70.
It's on the west side, right?
I think I'm gonna go straight west on 270 and just find some place to ditch off of there somewhere.
Best estimate, you got about 20 minutes, AE0ISS, about 20 minutes. Alpha, here's the ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
But he's still showing the balloon course heading right towards Rick's predict after burst. Over.
Roger on that. WA0GEH. Station Golf, what is your progress, sir? Station Golf, are you in Deer Trail? Is that correct? It's WA0GEH.
Affirmative, and we're heading east on I-70.
Very good. Let me see if there's a exit for you. It's WA0GEH. Might make a recommendation. I don't think there's an exit there. Hang on. Hard to say. I don't see an exit. There doesn't seem to be an exit off of 70 there for you. WA0GH.
WA0GH, M0KKZ.
N0KKZ, this is WA0GH. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's going to do you any good, but there looks like there's an exit at mile marker 336, which is about 8.27 miles south of Deer Trail on I-70.
Very good. Golf, did you copy that?
Okay, understand, take the next exit, and that may be 336. So yeah, we were already on the on-ramp at the time that you called us. So we are currently at mile marker 330 eastbound on I-70. Understand, take the first exit.
Eastbound and down, okay. The that exit will bring you in south of the predicted touchdown spot. There's a County Road 153. You might wander up that road.
Director, up that road. Up means north. So that will hopefully cross underneath the freeway, so we should go north of I-70. Is that correct?
Exit 336, go east on County Road 178, half a mile, and take County Road 153 to the north.
Okay, the navigator's got it. Here's Tracker Golf, WB0DKT.
Okay, that should bring you up directly to the, about 1 mile to the east, predicted touchdown.
Understand. Tracker Golf.
Station Golf, you're going to be in a good position there. I think it's going to overshoot the prediction. It's WA0GEH. Primary location we're looking at is County Road 153. County Road 153. It is a north-south road, and it will be to the east of the predicted touchdown site. WA0GEH.
Alpha Hotel.
Go ahead, it's Alpha.
Yeah, Marty, I'm back here. On Fox. Presumably following your track that you just left.
Okay, you're going east on, excuse me, west on 42, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Okay, that'll be fine. Go underneath the interstate and take a left, that's Highway 40, and it parallels the interstate.
Okay, copy that. We'll get it up. Casey's there.
Alpha, this is the ground. Alpha, this is the ground.
This is Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, I'm showing the ascent rate as being much lower than we normally expect at 16,000 feet, so this guy may go a little further south. He's already overflown Rick's prediction. He may even continue on a south heading, AE0SS.
Okay, very good. We're going to head for exit 336 in that area and go back up County Road 53. We believe that'll be a good choice.
Alpha, this is Delta.
This is Delta, or this is Alpha, go ahead.
Hey, we're on, we got out of the muck. We're on I-70 at mile marker 346, headed west.
Oh, man. Okay, great. Head for exit 336 and hanging east on 336 to County Road 153.
Copy that. WG0E, Station Delta.
All stations, we're heading for exit 336 on the interstate, and we'll take that area down there. That's the area of interest. 1 mile to the east is County Road 153. Looking for that as the center of our interest. This is WA0GEH.
Zero KTZ back from the phone.
Okay, Rick, thank you. Overshot your prediction there a little bit, but we're only at 14,000 feet there, so we think we got it covered here.
Okay, well, actually, built into the prediction, it's supposed to go back towards the north at the final descent, so we'll see what happens. You know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it goes south of there. I see where it is right now. It's right now, it's at the exact farthest southern reach of where it was predicted to go, and it's supposed to turn right around and head north back to its touchdown spot. I'm sure okay, KKZ.
Okay, Rick. Well, we've seen that happen before, haven't we? WA0GH.
Yeah, we got strong winds up to the south.
Tell you how strong the winds are. The tent at the ground station is about to take off. AE0SS. Alpha, here's the ground. Alpha, here's the ground.
I'm sorry, I'm on wrong frequency. This is Alpha, go ahead.
We're seeing it come around to the north, just like Rick talked about a few minutes ago. AE0SS.
Okay. Well, our objective is the surrounded. WA0GA.
Hi.
Alpha, this is Hotel. I have reached the highway and parallel with it, heading south.
AC0EU1. Alpha, this is Charlie.
Alpha, go ahead.
That road 178 that goes east of exit 336 is a pretty non-existent road.
That's okay, we're actually, we're actually congregating at 336 and Interstate 70, just on the east side there. So we're going to be hanging out here for a little bit and see what's going on. I see the road isn't very good.
No, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. KC0RPM.
Okay, I believe that the balloon is going to land right here on the surface. WA0G.
So here's the ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
I'm showing about 6 minutes till landing, Marty. 6 minutes till landing. Ascent rates, descent rates, 1,000 feet per minute, very slow. Bearing, the head course is now 249, AE0SS.
It is going to north.
Okay,
AE0GH. We have a visual. Okay, this is WA0GEH, and we're going to get back on the freeway here and go northbound and see if we get parallel with this. We actually have a visual with our naked eye here. It's very, very slow coming down.
Alpha, this is Hotel. Should I be shutting her down a little bit, or should I be, what do you want me to do? I'm at mile marker 333, parallel to I-70. Heading eastbound on the front edge.
We're going to go northbound from 336. We're going to go northbound from 336 on the interstate, and probably have to pull over on the interstate to have this.
Where are you seeing that?
Anybody have a visual on this? It's WA0GH.
Affirmative, just northeast of the interstate.
Marty, look just to your right. You should see it. It's, I can see it clearly. I'm just ahead of you.
I see it. Thank you very much. It's WA0GH.
You're right for us, Marty. Directly for Larry and I.
Get out your catcher's mitt.
You got the catcher's mitt. I mean, it is heading right for us.
Are you guys under it, really?
Second.
Benji, are you guys under it?
To the south of us heading our way, now it's going back to the east a little bit. We took that road off the freeway straight east, and it's not even a marked road, but we're here, right here, we're looking right at it. On 190.
Does it still have a north path? Yes, it does.
It's heading right for us.
Okay. WA0GEH.
We took 190 east underneath the freeway, that bridge there, and we headed straight east on it, a dirt road, and it's heading right for us.
Okay, understand. Okay, so we can't get on that from the interstate.
No.
WA0GEH.
Benji, can you put a packet out?
Okay, the only exit we can make here is there's a rest area up here, and I don't know if that goes under the bridge or not.
No.
Let's see, Colin, can you tell me if that rest area goes under the bridge?